another outside the box. Free for all listeners. Today's topic is, what's the economy for? Revisited. What's the economy for anyway? The economy was a major factor in this most recent election. It usually is in every election. But what are elected officials, the president, Congress, state legislators doing about it? Not much. I used to believe the economy had a life of its own, and we're just along for the ride. Most of us just try to survive or get a little ahead financially, hoping someone or the market can fix whatever's wrong. Inflation, unemployment, interest rates, or something else out of whack. But my thinking changed when I discovered John DeGraff's and David Batker's book, What's the Economy For, Anyway? When I asked myself that question, my answer had nothing to do with inflation or profit or supply and demand or working at a job. I realized the economy is something a few people have created and the rest of us have to live with until we change it. I decided to ask instead, what should the economy be for, anyway? And my answer? To guarantee that every person is able to meet their basic needs and live a dignified life with the potential to thrive. I started out asking others that same question. What should the economy be for? When I asked about 100 people after they voted on election day, their response was similar to mine, but usually a bit shorter, like, to help everyone, not just the wealthy few, or to ensure that all succeed. The Universal Basic Income, UBI, movement began in the U.S. in the late 2010s, where needy individuals began receiving cash instead of, or in addition to, safety net benefits. Even small amounts made a difference. Think of how big an impact it would make if everyone could supplement their current income with a UBI to meet their basic needs and live a dignified life with the potential to thrive. Even with monthly benefits of $500 to $1,000 per month, not enough to bring many to an income where they could meet all their basic needs. Results have been encouraging. Reports have described participants meeting basic needs with less difficulty, feeling greater hope and self-esteem for themselves and their families, and trying new work and family initiatives to overcome poverty. Trusting low-income people to know best how to stretch a dollar has been a success. But so far, all pilot UBI programs in the U.S. have been small, totaling maybe 30 to 40,000 in a country of 335 plus million people. Can a basic income program ever become truly universal? I hope so for several reasons. We've tried to end poverty for decades, but the needle has barely moved. If everyone had enough income to meet their basic needs and even a few wants, like an occasional movie or a family vacation, poverty would truly disappear. We've got the money. It can be done. A universal basic income would reduce wealth disparities, especially if we taxed wealthier people more fairly. For example, unearned income, like capital gains, is taxed lower than earned income through wages and salaries. Shouldn't those receiving income without working for it pay more in taxes? Wealth inequality hurts us in many ways. When a few can buy scads of ads for a politician, while others can't even donate $5 to their favorite candidate, our democracy is damaged. When some families pay for their students' higher education, but others run up huge debts or can't afford to attend college or trade school, that's unfair. when health care ought to be a right for everyone, but many can't afford insurance or to go to a hospital when they're sick or hurting. That's a tragedy. And when so many are struggling to pay the bills or threatened by financial disaster, other parts of their lives are damaged too. Divorces and family conflicts are often caused by money disagreements. Financial stress can lead to mental health problems or substance use disorders. More are unhoused, even those with jobs, because rents are too high and buying a house is financially impossible. A universal basic income could make our society more vibrant and achieve what our economy should be for. Are we ready to make that happen? Would you support a universal basic income so everyone would have enough money to meet their basic needs? I'm Larry Danziger, working for a UBI, Universal Basic Income, for everyone.